Welcome to Catholic 24/7 in Half the Time. On this podcast, you'll hear insights on living as a Catholic in our ordinary lives. Here's the host of Catholic 24/7 in Half the Time, Allison Gingras.
On today's show, we'll be talking about traditions for preparing for Christmas, including the Jesse tree. First, let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this time of preparation. We thank you for bringing us together for this hour to talk about the upcoming Christmas season. We ask you to open up our hearts and our minds to the message that you have for us in this time together. We ask all this through your Son, Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. A big part of the faith journey at this point of the year, of course, is our Christmas preparations, our Advent preparations, or our Advent activities for our Christmas preparation, I guess is how I should say that. Now, there's a tradition that I tried a few times to do with my children when they were littler. When we were first homeschooling, they were in fifth and third grade. Was it sixth and third grade? I think it was sixth and third grade. And I got this great idea that we were going to do, for real, for once, our Advent calendar and the Jesse tree. Now, I'd never heard of the Jesse tree. I had never heard of this tradition. It's basically what the Jesse tree is this whole pictorial tree. I mean, all different kinds of way of doing the tree, but it's a pictorial look at salvation history. It's the simplistic way of saying it. A pictorial look at salvation history. And I don't even remember how I found it. Probably on some Catholic homeschool at that point, it would have been just a website because blogs didn't exist yet. Pinterest didn't exist yet. Facebook didn't exist yet. But the websites did. So I think I found it on some website, some Catholic mom website. And I was like all excited. I did all these, it's like all these printables. So I printed out all these pictures and then with it came like a booklet where it was the scripture that went with the symbol and like a reflection. And I was all excited. I got the kids who hated to color all of the pictures, all 25 of the pictures. And I think that we added them to the tree for about 15 days. And then things got too hectic and I never made it through. And a couple different false starts at it. So I'm always in awe of people who can set up to do these things with their children and see them through. So if you have a way that you are able to create the plan and see it through, share it with us. Share it on Facebook. Tell us how you make sure that gets done in your daily plan. In previous years, I've given my kids the fancy Playmobil and Lego Advent calendars. And then this year I realized that had absolutely nothing to do with teaching them about Christ and about whose birthday we were celebrating. So this year for my daughter, I did a very, very, very simple Advent calendar that's just stickers. And it's the picture of the manger. And each day we add a new sticker that completes the picture. So on Christmas Day, we are looking at the full image of the Nativity, so reminding us of what we are actually preparing for. Wish I had thought of that a few years ago. Would have saved myself a few $100s. But the boys really liked the Legos, and my daughter really liked the Playmobil, but she's enjoying the stickers just as much, so there. I probably could have just as easily printed out one of those things and colored in a picture each day. But anyway, back to the Jesse tree. So this tree is assembled each day by adding a new picture. I remember one year my friend joined an ornament exchange with Catholic moms all over the country. They'd even been even out of the country, but I'm pretty sure they were at least in the country, where each mom took one of the symbols of the Jesse tree and created an ornament that represented that symbol, and then they sent them. They exchanged them with the other 24 women that were doing it. Not the cheapest way to complete your Jesse tree, but definitely one of the more creative ways. And for her children, along with the ornament came a letter from the family who had created it. And so it was really a really cool homeschool project. Definitely can't deny that. You will find instructions and downloadables all over the internet. But when it comes to actually reading the meaning behind them and the teaching for each, you want to be very careful where you go. A good place to go would be the EWTN library. They have the Jesse Tree symbols. They have a printable there. CatholicMom.com has some great links that you can trust as well for finding good resources for doing this tradition with your family. So each morning or each evening, as you come together in Advent with your family, you take the ornament or the symbol, however you're doing it. I saw one last night. Where was I looking? Must have been on Pinterest, because everything's on Pinterest. And they took somebody had made like a wooden Christmas tree, like a very short one, maybe like 3 feet high. And then they made wooden ornaments. Now they're circles. Generally, you'll see like a circle with the symbol painted on it. And so they had taken a symbol, they took circles and painted on the symbols for each of them. And then you could hang them on a hook. I thought that was really neat. So that works really well too for the, you have that 1 year of preparation, and then the next year you can build on that or do something extra especially if you're like me who had boys who did not like to color. So it was torture to have them to recreate those pieces. I know some parents who had their kids do it 1 year and then laminated them. That's another way of continuing the tradition without the extra work. So what are the symbols? And that's what I kind of want to talk a little bit about today. What are the symbols from the Jesse Tree, and how can we use reflecting on them to grow in our faith? And again, this is the telling of salvation history. So the first story is the creation story. So we look at Genesis, and generally you will see a picture of the earth. God made the earth. God made the sun, the moon, and the stars. You'll see those two images, those two pictures. Then it goes on to the story of Adam and Eve. That's Genesis 2, 7 through 9, the creation of Adam and Eve. December 3rd, we'll look at the story of the fall of man. So you have that story of the serpent and the apple. And this is a great opportunity for you to have this discussion with your children or, you know, reflect yourself on sin and its effect on your own life, its effect on the world. And what does it mean to be a part of fallen nature, the world that's, what effect has that fallen nature had on culture and society today? There's some things to think about, ponder, share with us if you want to on social media, again, on Facebook. Day 4, you look at the story of Noah. Noah builds an ark, and then, of course, the rainbow and God's promise. Day 5, the story of Abraham, the story of the father in faith. What it means to us as people of faith now, you know, what role did Abraham's faith that God was going to either stay his hand or resurrect his son or provide in what he had asked him to do of bringing Isaac to the top of the mountain and sacrificing him? He believed that God in that plan would do good because he had promised Abraham that he'd be the father of a nation of many, of, you know, more stars in the, you know, his descendants would number more than the stars in the sky. So he believed in what God had promised, yet he still brought up his one and only son to the top of the mountain to sacrifice him. And of course, that whole story, we can see it as it relates to the future, you know, it's predecessor to the story of Jesus. You know, so we can compare them together and see how that all plays out in our salvation history. I was discussing some of the symbols, and I wanted to give you a little bit about how EWTN's website describes these symbols and how they're used. And the whole purpose of this is to be drawn into reflection, pondering, considering, talking, however you want to do this with yourself, with your family, with a friend, with your, you know, prayer group, whatever, really considering, you know, what this time of preparation is and who we're preparing for. and knowing our history. So EWTN talks about the symbols of the sun. Just as natural sun gives light and life to all upon whom its rays fall, so Christ, the rising dawn, dispels darkness and brings eternal life and light. Isn't that a beautiful reflection? So you could either use, you know, you actually have kits you can buy too. I didn't mention that before, but even kits, if you go to the Catholic Company or Google them, you can find or go to a Catholic store. They might have them available, or they can get them. They can order them for you. I don't know if you know that about Catholic stores, but if you go into a Catholic store and look around and don't find what you're looking for, don't just walk out. Go to the person at the desk and tell them what you're looking for. I bet you 99 times out of 100, they can help you get what you need. They can either order it for you or direct you. So don't think of it like Walmart. We go to a specialty store, Catholic store. We come in. For instance, if you come into the Catholic bookstore here at Our Lady's Chapel on Pleasant Street in New Bedford, the Sacred Heart Bookstore, there, I'm more than sure, they'd be more than happy to help you find what you're looking for. So you can use those symbols to, you know, decorate or count down or whatever you need to do, but the best use of this Jesse tree is to reflect and to grow in faith through this waiting time, through this preparation time. It's not just, you know, Xing off a calendar until we get to Christmas and we can have our celebration, our parties, our presents, whatever. It is preparing our heart spiritually for Christ, which we should be doing every day. But I love these special times of the year when we can do them together. And like, there's like a special grace, like in Lent. There's like, to me, there's just this electricity in the air as everybody is coming together in community, working towards the same goal or looking forward to the same thing. So the EWTN.com website, if you go on there and search for Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, tree, will give you some of these reflections. The next one on their list is the Tablets of the Law. The Law of Moses, as symbolized in tablets, which God gave to Moses on Mount Sinai, was fulfilled in Christ, who brings a law of love. Do you see how their reflections not only tell you what the symbol means, but it connects it to Christ. It connects it to the Christmas story, bringing this whole salvation history and the season of Advent and Christmas together. You'll also find there are scripture verses that go with each of the symbol. Again, you can find those online. And if you can't, email me, info@reconciletoyou.com, call 888-247-2707, and I will be sure you get those. Let's read a couple more from here because they're so beautiful. The Key of David. The key is the emblem of authority and power. Christ is the key of the house of David, who opens to us the full meaning of the scriptural prophecies and reopens for all mankind the gate of heaven. The root of Jesse. The flower which springs up from the root of Jesse is another figure of Christ. Isaiah prophesied that the Savior would be born from the root of Jesse, that he would sit upon the throne of David, and in Christ, this prophecy is fulfilled. Even Jonah and the whale is here. As Jonah remained in the whale 3 days, so Christ remains 3 days in the earth after his death. Sometimes you'll see in the New Testament the sign of Jonah. I don't know if it's in there once or twice. I know it's in there at least once. The sign of Jonah, that Jonah was in the whale for 3 days and emerges, prefigures Jesus and his death and resurrection 3 days after the crucifixion. So you can go on. There are so many. There's the apple. There's the Paschal lamb. There's the pillar of fire. There's manna. The whole salvation story, they have it for children, they have it for adults. You can make it out of wood. You can do pretty much any way. You can get it from CatholicMom.com, EWTN.com, Catholic bookstores. You can find the Jesse tree. It's a beautiful tradition that maybe you can start with your family. I mean, maybe you've heard of the Advent wreath, but you've never heard of the Jesse tree. What I liked about this too is that there's prayers that you can read every night with your family at the Advent, around the Advent calendar. But I love how catechetical the Jesse tree is, as kind of somebody who spent more time in the New Testament than the Old. I don't always understand or know. I wasn't always made privy to the prefiguring, the prophesizing of Jesus and the Old Testament, and how those are fulfilled with his birth and with his death and resurrection and with his life. And so it's exciting. It's exciting to learn more and to have more of Jesus's life revealed to me through the Old Testament as well as the stories from the Gospel. So, Jesse tree, very cool thing to look at and to do with your family. So what other traditions do you have? Share them. You can post them on Reconcile to You Facebook page. You know, with my family, we have, with my new family, with my husband and my children, some of the traditions that we have taken on is when we put up our tree usually the day after Thanksgiving, usually by Saturday after Thanksgiving, it is up. It is a fake tree as well. We did have real trees during the years, but I like the fake tree because I like to have it on. I like to have it up from Thanksgiving to the Epiphany. I like to have it up for little Christmas for as long as I can have it. I like to have it up. So, of course, a real tree doesn't always last that long. And usually the day that we put the tree up, I give my kids and my husband an ornament that I've bought. This year, you know, our kids began to get older. It's harder and harder to have these traditions. They weren't there, so I actually just gave them their ornaments yesterday, and the tree's been up for a couple weeks. But it reminded me that, you know, time changes and life changes. And instead of being sad that those traditions are no longer there, it's wonderful to reflect upon them, that they were memories that we created, but there's nothing wrong with creating new memories too. So you may have some understanding of Jesus in your heart, but don't be afraid to learn more, to create more memories with Jesus, to create more memories around the Advent Christmas season that are spiritually based, that directly relate back to Jesus and our faith. And it's never too late. You know, even as I was saying about not doing the Jesse tree anymore because my kids are too old, you know, I thought, that's silly. Why don't I do that? All right, so maybe I missed this year. But it doesn't mean I can't prepare for next year. It doesn't mean I can't put it on my calendar and make it a part of next year. It doesn't mean that I can't go and pull out a book and review or, you know, look at these websites and go through the salvation history with my family as we prepare for Christ. There's always room in our lives for new traditions. There's always time in our life to grow closer to Christ. And that is what Advent is all about. Waiting, anticipating, and making room and time in our hearts and our homes for Christ.
This has been Catholic 24/7 in Half the Time with host Allison Gingras. For more information, visit reconciledtoyou.com or email info@reconciledtoyou.com. Thank you for listening, and may you always receive God's many blessings.